from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Trevor. And we got 9 o'clock hour here, and we're expecting the Commanders to be out, starting to see some of the staff coming out on the field, and Omar Kelly's with us. We're going to get into a lot more. Before we do, though, this training camp report is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Can't thank them enough. If you're ready, are you ready? Are you ready to get a career going? You can do it, man. MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified, and I mean certified instructors, the best in the business. Get real-world experience, and the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com. Call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. I want to thank those guys, as always, for sponsoring our training camp reports and everything we've got while we're out here. So thank you guys so much over there. And I got to ask you, Omar, I know you put more on this, more of an emphasis on this practice today than Saturday night.
Sure do.
What are we looking for after we figure out who's going to be practicing today? What are you looking for mostly?
The primary thing I'm looking for is I want to watch that trench action. I need to evaluate that first team offensive line. I need to evaluate Patrick Paul. I need to make sure that Teron Armstead, if he's going to get some work, pay attention to what that looks like. Against a very good, because I don't think Atlanta had a really good defensive line, especially their twos and their threes. So I'm not sure that was a good measuring stick.
Wasn't a good pass rushing group. We just saw what they did with Judon.
Yeah.
I knew they weren't happy with that group anyway, as far as pass rushing.
Absolutely. And then it's the Cam Smith showcase. Because
I got him right on top of my list for Saturday night.
Yeah, I wrote a column in the Miami Herald this morning, and it's really about having realistic expectations for these rookies.
Like, he's not a rookie though; he's second year. He's been here.
He played what, 15 snaps last year?
I know, but at some point, is this mature? How much of this is maturity?
It's all maturity. And
he's obviously got talent. Chris made him his first pick.
Yeah, no, the kid has talent. And they want him to play with confidence. They want him to play and go out there and play with confidence and
they
be himself.
They want to give him every chance.
Hey, listen,
he got a bunch of cheerleaders up there in beautiful cheerleading outfits.
Absolutely.
They want it to work out for him.
And he's got to go out there and he's got to showcase himself, because nobody else is playing. No other cornerback is playing. And I also want to see Nick Needham and Marcus May and Nick Needham. I got to know who's going to make that back end of that roster. Marcus May, is he going to play like a guy with 77 NFL starts? Nick Needham, I want to see Nick in safety. I want to see him in the nickel. I want to see him on the boundary to see if he can still cover, if he's got the speed to still cover. Because Nick is on the hot spot. Nick is on the hot seat. And love Nick, but I don't know if I could find a spot for you on my roster. And that's tough. That's tough. This is a 5-year investment in Nick Needham.
Is there a chance for the first time in a long time we don't have a rookie free agent make this team?
You can't name me who that rookie's going to be.
I could tell you it's probably going to be a cover corner if it's somebody.
Well, then that means you're cutting Nick Needham. So
I'm just saying.
You want me to go with somebody, a cover corner as opposed to Nick Needham, who I know can do everything?
Right, good point.
And a trusted.
I got you.
All of these. I'm not putting an undrafted player on my 53 just for tradition's sake. They've got to earn it. Julian Hill earned it last year.
So
Chris Brooks earned it. None of these guys have earned it. I think they're fine on the practice squad. I'll keep all three of them on the practice squad.
Let's talk about draft picks. We haven't talked much about this. Malik Washington, is he on your 53? Don't have room for all of them, man.
No, he's not on my 53, and that makes Dolphin fans upset because he's a draft pick. But you know what? Eric Uzukama was a 4th-round pick 2 years ago. He's got a different body than every other receiver on this team. They all look like Smurfs compared to him. I can't pull the plug on it now. If for the next 2 weeks all I see is him dropping passes and not making plays and not showing up for his quarterback, then okay, I'm ready to move on. But Malik Washington has not shown me enough for me to say, okay, that I can't pass up on that.
Everything you're talking about with Uzukama, though, that bothers me. All our memories of him was his rookie year.
Yep.
In camp. And
phenomenal
he
rookie year, though. Phenomenal.
But
has Malik Washington done that?
Well, he was okay. He was okay in the last game.
Yeah, he
didn't
okay.
make the plays that Uzukama made, to be fair to him. But, I mean, where have you been? Joe DiMaggio.
I know, but he had a neck injury last year. Took him a while. Everybody admits it takes him a while to learn the offense. Tariq barely admits he barely knows the offense. Tariq just out there running and doing what he does. So it took him a while. No excuses now. And I get it. I'm not making an excuse for him. He's not one of my guys. But I look at that body and I say, that's a body right there. That's a receiver. He's got.
I don't know if you noticed, Mike just drafted two wide receivers
that look like Smurfs.
That are small guys. And his two guys that start on the outside are small guys.
Uh huh. And his backups, the two backups, they're small guys. Okay, we got to diversify it a little bit, Joe.
He doesn't care. That may be important to get a 6'3" or 6'4" guy. It doesn't seem to be important to Mike.
And then when it comes to the red zone, and you got nobody to throw a jump ball.
You got tight ends.
Yeah, you got tight ends now. Okay, they didn't catch a single thing last year.
We got to get 100 catches out of that. They got to go back to our old school stuff where our group had 100. They got to get back there.
That's taking passes out of the hands of Waddle and Tyreek. If Tyreek is on the field, because people don't realize it, but Tyreek takes a lot of breaks. The minute Tyreek gets on the field, ball should be going to him. And if it's not going to him, then it should be going to Raheem.
I'm not big on all those fade routes to Tyreek Hill. Down on the 5, 6, 7, 8
yard
line.
I agree with you on that. And that's why you need a bigger body.
And he's caught touchdowns on it.
Yeah, that's great. But you need a bigger body. Everybody knows you're doing it now. So everybody tried to take it away from you. That's why you need an Eric Uzukama. Not saying that he's going to be a stud or a star.
Well, you're asking a lot out of a guy that teased us in a preseason.
At least he teased you.
And you're making it sound like all of a sudden you want to move him ahead all these guys because of his size.
All I'm saying is I'm keeping him as my sixth as opposed to adding a sixth Smurf.
Well, how many frigging guys? You're the one that said this. How many guys will you keep at every position in make-believe world?
I'm keeping 6 wide receivers. No doubt about it.
Keeping 3 tight ends.
4 tight ends, I think.
You're going to keep 4 tight ends?
Yeah. No, I'll probably put Tanner on my practice squad. And then Jody Fortson, I don't know what's up with that situation. I'm keeping 4 running backs.
You got
10 offensive linemen.
You're keeping 4 running backs and a fullback.
Yep. 4 running backs and a fullback, and Chris Brooks probably going on practice squad. I don't know what's up with Savon. I would try to IR him. I don't know what's happening with him. Because he's hurt. Some days he's practicing. Some days he's not practicing. It don't make any sense to me.
I can't wait to see how you do the math on this final 53-man roster.
It's a lot of guys you got to sneak on your IR. practice PUP.
How many draft picks?
You know how
many draft picks you have on the 53?
You know how it's going to be easy to keep six wide receivers? Because Odell Beckham's going to be on my PUP. On PUP.
Well, that's a different. That changes things.
Yeah.
I still got him coming back for Jackson.
No, sir. Not a chance.
Okay.
Not a chance. Until I see him step on the practice field and actually practice, they make you practice.
There's nobody up there in the medical staff or the front office or the coaching staff that's going to sell me that they thought Odell Beckham was going to start the season injured.
No, I don't think they did, but it is what it is. He has not practiced. He has not. Tua flat out says he hasn't thrown a pass to him.
No, he hasn't run around for me. I get it. And we're down to 20-something days.
We're down to two weeks. You think that gets fixed in two weeks?
We got 3 weeks. But yeah, to your point, yeah, he's got to play a little bit. You got to see him out there. You can't just go, I'm healthy. Let's go, 100 miles an hour. No, I'm with you on that. So how many drop picks are you going to keep on this? Patrick Paul?
Yeah. Chop Robinson, Patrick Paul. I don't know if...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jalen Wright's on.
Yeah,
Jalen. Oh, you went cold on that one. So, Camaro, no, huh?
I don't know. He's injured. We'll see him. He's probably practicing today. Probably plays in the game.
I'm gonna tell you something. I might be wrong. I have been wrong a lot. You put Mo Camara off of what he did on the practice squad. He's gone.
I know.
It happens.
No, I know. No,
you,
I know.
You, all right.
Last year they cut a wide receiver and he went and got claimed by Carolina. I don't. Joe, name me the last guy that the Dolphins cut. Trying to sneak him on the practice squad
that left and made somebody a lot better. I'm with you.
Rob Ninkovich. That was a decade ago. I need people like even the Patrick McMorris. I'm sorry. I'm not. That's a tough call for me. I got to keep you on my 53 because you had one good game. You've done nothing out here at practice. And now I gotta choose Nick Needham over you or go back and forth on that?
Why are you so down on Patrick McMorris?
I'm not down on Patrick Morris.
He had 8 tackles. Led the team in tackles.
Oh, that's cute. It's all great. It's against third-teamers and second-teamers on a very basic offense. Things get real complicated out there. Put him first-team against Tua today. Let's see what it looks like. No, he's not playing. Put him first-team against Jalen Daniels because your top two safeties aren't practicing.
But that's what those guys, when you start as a rookie, that's where you start. You start by playing against twos and threes.
Yep.
And
well, now it's time for showtime. Now Holland's not practicing.
You know
Poyer's
what? You won't be
practicing.
Going out to have a cold beer with Patrick McMorris and Joe Rose anytime. I'll tell you what, when we go out, I'm taking my daughter, Taylor, but you're out.
It's nothing personal. Just do it in practice. I know he had 8 tackles in the game. That's great. Congratulations. Okay, do it again. Do it again and again.
Well, like, you got off to a nice start. You get credit there.
The perfect start.
That's a big test.
Yeah.
He did some good things.
Hey, listen, man,
you might be right. They might just go with the experience. It's safe.
What do you want to say? A guy with 77 starts or a guy you keeping because he got drafted in the sixth round?
I want to make sure that you got to develop some and have some rookies on this team.
You do.
Just can't have
– You need talented, cheap players.
Right. And by the way, I get that all these veterans, you didn't pay Poyer a lot of money. You didn't pay May a lot of money.
Nope.
You ain't paying Campbell a lot of money. And you're going to be paying Javon Holland here pretty soon. You're going to be paying him a lot of money.
It. You're right. We can't have a – we need to be a Super Bowl contending team, and then we need to develop young
players. We can't have it both ways where we got people bitching, well, our team now, I mean, we don't have any young guys we can
– We don't. You're right. It's true.
So now we got some of those guys. You got to get them in there. By the way, I think it's really good early. We haven't started, but it's a good draft class.
Solid. We'll see.
One top three picks. Got a chance. Better than us going, whoo! That's got an Iggy feel to it.
Ooh. Cam Smith played well all the exhibition season. Then got roasted in the Jacksonville game. We never saw him again. See, Joe, be patient. It's early. Remember?
Well, you know it was more than one play. I know you wrote about that one play. I saw it. But
it was one play. He just used that one play as an excuse.
But Omar.
He didn't like him. He didn't trust him. And so we went Eli Apple all season. Was Eli Apple good? Wouldn't you rather have
him? At least you trusted him. He was going to line up and do the things. He didn't make a lot of plays, but he was going to be where he was kind of supposed to be.
Exactly.
You notice he ain't back.
Yeah, no. He ain't back and he ain't employed.
So I don't know, man. You're kind of down. I mean, you want a nice balance of both on this team.
You absolutely do, and you have that balance. You got Cam Smith. You got Ethan Bonner. I don't know if Channington.
I just want to see Cam. Listen, man, you can showboat me and shine and and look confident. I need you to grow up and play football.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously have a lot of talent. They drafted you their first pick, second round out of South Carolina. The Dolphins' first pick was a second round pick.
He's got a lot of talent and a lot of ability.
But they told him all off season. They're like, look at man, you know, we know how good you are. The grumpy old man is gone,
mm-hmm.
and now it's your time. But hey, man, you got to kind of grow up a little bit. I mean, they told him. I could see Chris in his nice way going, hey, you got to grow up on some things.
They got to learn how to be a professional, and they got a lot of guys in that room who were supposed to have helped him become a professional last year. It didn't happen, but.
Have you seen him more mature? You talked to him.
I've talked to him twice. I've watched him. Off. I've watched him not when he's on the practice field, and you could see there's a little bit of.
All right. Can you do me a favor before you put Ezekiel on the friggin' 53-man roster? Can you just calm down? Can I see something?
Let's see. Let's spend the next 2 weeks.
Give him like 80.
Let's spend
80
the next 2 weeks and see who makes more plays, Eric Uzakama or Malik Washington, because everybody's giving this Malik Washington like he's grandfathered in because he's a draft pick. Okay,
had nice reverse.
Okay.
Did a nice job on the returns.
Uzakama didn't have a nice reverse last year?
Was that last year or the year
before?
That was last year.
How long
ago. It's been so long.
See how quickly you forget.
I forgot. What number is Uzakama?
18.
I forgot.
How quickly you forget.
Sorry, I forgot, man. I couldn't remember one thing. Thanks for helping me out on that one. I kind of.
He's about your size. He's about 6 foot. 230 pounds.
I don't know why you keep going on this guy's size.
Yeah, because watch him line up against all these receivers.
Hey,
he's at like
the mad scientists like short dudes that can play. I hear Mike in a meeting say he said, hey, guys, just for the record, I just want receivers that can play. I don't give a if they're like 5'7 or 6'7 as long as they can play.
That's true.
That's all. Hey, man, we got more to tell you about. Hey, I love talking probably to a fault because I love these guys. I do. Cohen and Judah. I do. The injury law firm, the great work they do. I want to ask you a question. If you've been injured, trip and fall, car, trucker, motorcycle accident, electric shock, and anything else, when you're making that big decision on who's going to represent you, you might want to ask the person whose name is on that law firm that you're getting ready to go with, hey, I'm just wondering, are you going to handle my case yourself? Are you going to handle – I saw you on TV. You sounded great. I heard the radio spot you do. It's really cool. Are you going to handle my case? Oh, you're not. Oh, you're handing off to some – second year working with you now. Okay, great. That won't happen to Cohen and Judah. That's the difference that they're going to make. They're going to handle your case start to finish. Yeah, the guys on the law firm, Cohen and Judah, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, they're going to handle start to finish your case with great communication. You can always get a hold of them. In like 66 years of experience, these guys have been together in Plantation. And by the way, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough to call you back. How simple is that? Hey, man, it really is about total package. They understand how important your case is to you. It's just as important to them. When you go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews. Find out what everybody's saying about them. They're going to handle your case again. They're easy to get a hold of. All the things that should be important to you when you make that decision. And by the way, if you did hire a law firm that you're not happy with because of all these reasons I just brought up, they made promises, they haven't been able to keep them, sounds to me like you need Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do. I can't say anything else about these guys. They're really good at what they do. I talk about them way too much because I love them. I know how good they are, and I know if you're sitting out there and you've been injured, they're going to be perfect for you. 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. That's CohenandJudah.com. Learn more about what they're doing. You're going to love those guys. No, I'm out here today. It's time now. It's officially locked down a couple days to spend time with guys from Washington. And actually, man, it's been fun. We talked so much, Omar, about this Dolphins team. It really gets you ready for the game, for the practice today, and then continuing on for Saturday night with the game. And
yeah, this is gonna be better than the game on Saturday night, Joe. I know you.
Why
gotta,
you got to ruin? I'm doing.
I know
the
you
got
to broadcast the game. You got to hype it up.
I don't have to hype it up.
But you know how many snaps you're gonna see Tua take? Maybe 15. You know how many snaps I'm gonna see Tua take today? Probably about 50.
I'll take 15 Saturday night right now. Two drives.
You would? Yeah, you're right.
I'll take two drives, couple of short passes. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay, man. Like, I'm okay seeing, like, I want to see Chop, man. Robinson.
He's
the biggest disappointment from week one is not seeing Chop Robinson. I heard that from, like wow, I was really, you know, you guys write about him. You write about how good somebody is, and this is what a first-round pick. He got another sack today. And so now you show up, and you're going, it's just a disappointment. You know, he's not playing.
It totally depends on what you're going into that game trying to see and what you want to see.
Well, definitely.
Now I want to see Chop Robinson in the game, too.
Now I got to tell you, though, you're looking at those first three picks. You got a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
You got a left tackle.
Yep.
You got a running back, and you're going, damn.
Yep.
We did a nice job. Now,
yes.
How quickly do they play?
Don't rush any of them.
Listen, I hope.
Don't rush any of them.
If Chop
isn't ready to be an every down defensive end. Unfortunately,
we don't need him to be every down.
I know. You just need to be a pass rusher.
We don't need Jalen Wright to be an every down running back right now.
That's correct.
But later in the season,
yeah, you're gonna have to call
guys
on.
Our running backs get banged up. The day of the one runner. God bless all those running backs in the old days that played every game. Those days are.
It's still some out there. One in Baltimore.
He didn't play every down last year, but you're right to his point. That's been a durable dude, and he is now. You're right. He has been really good. I see Dan Quinn going over to talk to the media, and
players are coming out here starting to warm up.
It's cool, man. It's nice to see the other jersey. By the way,
you know what?
The best throw of the year last year that Tua made to Tyreek was in this game where Tyreek adjusted over the other shoulder and split the safety in corner, and he turned, and it was right in his hands. I mean, nice catch and adjustment.
He said he went the wrong way, and Tua.
That's right.
Correct.
He did say
that. Was that the game Tua was calling? I forget what game it was. Tua was calling his own plays, and Tua was like, "Yeah, Mike, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm doing this."
And, oh, that could have been.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
They were hot. They were hot for a good portion of the season.
Our Tua Tagovailoa is at a different level of confidence.
He's grown up,
right,
Joe.
Now.
He's grown up.
I hear him talking about his team. This is not acceptable. If a guy makes a mistake,
yep,
we got a group of guys
kicking people out the huddle.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, no, it's his team. He's taking ownership of it. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, Joe.
Hey, by the way, not to get it all stirred up here this morning, you asked me a very good question. I know it's popped up before about whose offense do you like better, this one right now or the one that I played in with two Hall of Famers and Dwight and Danny and Mark and Mark on the outside and Nat and those guys. It was Jimmy was part of it.
I would tell you this team would light them up. There is no Tyreek's a first ballot Hall of Fame talent. Tyreek would light them up. Jalen Waddle is a first Dolphins 1,000-yard receiver for 3 straight seasons in the NFL.
You have to forgive me. But that team went to 2 Super Bowls.
I get it.
You can say whatever you want. And by the way, we speed wise, we don't cut nothing comes close to this team.
Yeah.
Obviously, outside of Duke would have been running the relay by himself because they got like 5 or 6 guys now on this team.
Achan, who's still touches potential.
First of all, I'm not going to take anything away from how good Tony Nathan was. So, and again, this team averaged more points. I don't think Danny ever averaged 29 points a game. So.
Yeah, it's a different game, though. It's a different game. But my thing is, Tua's not Dan. Like, Tua's not Dan.
Yeah, we can start with that.
Tua's not Dan.
But I
take every single Tua weapon over Dan's weapons.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't know?
No.
No?
I'm just telling you, I don't know.
Name me a back that Tyreek that Tua's had better than Raheem Mostert.
Marino. We didn't have those guys.
Okay.
We didn't have the speed of those guys. We had Tony, who was a really average 5 yards a carry, like Raheem did. But the only thing I would tell you, first of all, that Mark and Mark are really good, man.
They are.
I mean, you look up their stats, and they didn't get the amount. They get 170 targets.
Okay.
But
different era. It's hard to compare the eras, but the creativity. And this is nothing on Don Shula because he's the legend. He's the GOAT. But I mean, what these guys are doing out here? It's a totally different game. Looks completely different. The run game, the balance that they have.
Can I just say this without making it sound like I'm taking a shot? Dan Marino and Tua have nothing in common.
They don't.
First of all, Danny might be the greatest guy ever. He might be the best in the business to ever throw it from point A to point B. Quick as release as you think Tua's is.
Yeah, no, it's quicker.
The other guy was.
Yeah, no question about it. I didn't say I can't compare and compete that. But what I will say is,
from an
accuracy standpoint, though, precision passing, that Dan
don't
just
do
don't do it.
Nope.
Dan rifled it in there now. Dan rifled it in there, but Tua's pretty damn good on accuracy standpoint.
I'm not. Again, you're right, and you know, I don't want to take anything away from this group, but I don't want everybody crapping on that year that Danny, especially the year he broke the record for yards and touchdowns, because that group was really, really special, led by the passing game of those 3 or 4 guys. That's all. But, hey, listen, man, there are a lot of people feel like you like this, the greatest offense and point from start to finish.
If they're not a top 5 offense, and no matter who they have on the field, Odell Beckham or John, if they're not a top 5 offense, it's a disappointing season.
Yeah, no, that thing's – it's got more weapons than last year. It's faster. The guys, they've added to it. Now it's getting it all together. And I'm not going to mention that again. I don't want to get into this ping usually say the other one, but in this contest, that was a great offense. It was fun to watch. It was must-see like this one. It's must-see. But when you left the game and he played sometime, and a lot of time we lost, in the Marino shootouts, people go, man, we might have lost, but we just saw something we haven't seen.
In a long time, yeah.
In a long time, if ever. And so it's been a long time to get to
that,
this
point. Yeah, that's the thing. I'll give you that. Tua cannot get in a shootout. It's just not.
Danny didn't have a choice. Some of the years he was there.
I know.
That thing was loaded. Like, you need to score almost every time you have it. All right, hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Come back. A lot more stuff. Stay with us. We're live here at Dolphins Training Camp. Back in a moment. All right, welcome back. As I got to tell you, Trev, you are entertaining, brother. I will tell you, you are a very entertaining dude, man. You are. You got a lot
appreciate
of entertainment.
It.
Yes, absolutely. Good stuff, man. We appreciate you working as Woody's up there in Disney World. Woody thought he was going to have an easy – no, he didn't, actually. He told me before – I saw him before he left, and he said, man, you guys didn't have a great time. He goes, no.
It's going to be a lot of work.
It's going to be a lot of work. These two kids don't sleep, and we're going up there without any help.
I'm telling you, I got an age requirement. You got to be 8 for me to take you to Disney World. Got to be 8.
I got to tell you, anybody that takes a kid in the terrible twos,
yeah,
to Disney World.
Twos, threes, fours, man.
The F
and
fours.
And honestly, I think somebody in your family needs to step up when that happens, because it's like, oh, no, hell no, we can't have you do that.
That's what grandparents and aunties are for.
Hey, I got to tell you, 4 and 5, 4 and 6, it's they want to stay. They want to have fun. Like, hey, Papa, you're not tired, are you? We still got a few things to do today.
Yeah.
And by the way, I kind of like a little ice cream. I don't get that. See, that's what I – first of all, I got this rule, too, so you know, and I hope you're this way with your parents. Look, man, if I'm taking care of the kids, don't be telling me they can't watch a show.
Or eat
don't
ice cream.
Don't be telling them they can't eat ice cream and Oreo cookies.
Yeah, no, you got grandparent status. You can do whatever you want.
And
if you're going to watch my kids, you can do whatever you want.
So my son, in his nice way, he's a great kid. He'll go, hey, Dad, just so you know, we don't really give the kids sugar.
And I went,
hey, listen, let's stop right there, kid. I love you. Got to start with I love you. I love you, but here's the deal. I'm taking care of the kids for a few days. We are looking forward to this. We are going to go to the zoo. We'll tell you where we're going. We're going to the zoo. We're going to the beach. We went like 3 or 4 different places, and we said with that comes ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a stomach ache. There may be a stomach ache because your kids aren't used to it.
Go,
and
kids,
they may
kids
have
will
too
get
much.
Whatever they want.
Anything they want. And by the way, so they're FaceTiming us.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, my God, Dad, again? And my granddaughter's got ice cream coming down her face. And like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you miss us? No.
Nope.
I'm good.
You got to create the status of I look forward to going to Grandma and Grandpa. I got to work with
the ultimate compliment.
That. Yeah.
Is like we finished the other day and my grandson says, can we go back to your house now? Because they got it all set up, man. They got the toys where they want.
Yeah.
You would think we bought toys for kids instead of our grandkids. That wife of mine, you know, we spoiled the you-know-what out of them, man.
What else is there to
there's
do?
Nothing else. That's it.
There's nothing else. I'm
can't do anything else,
one,
man.
One day I'll be a grandparent and I'll have that. Because my parents the same way.
But you don't say, hey.
No, I don't.
Just want to let you know.
Oh, my kids don't eat processed food. My kids don't eat sugar. Like, no.
Hell,
oh, don't give them juice.
You're having macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah. You have a macaroni and cheese. You have macaroni and cheese.
Those kids love mac and cheese.
They do. They don't like the real mac and cheese.
Papa, you have any chicken tenders? Hell, yeah, we got some. They're frozen, but they're good.
Don't forget the dino nuggets, Joe.
Yeah. Got to do it. Got to have them all, man. That's that ain't a bad way to go. There's no question. That's not a bad way to go, man.
They're kids, man. What do you want to limit them to organic food now? Let them be kids.
No, they're with their mom and dad most of the time, so they can do it the right way, and I do it the other way.
Yeah.
By the way, to my grandkids' first day of school today, too, man. Make sure that they have a great – that first day – and by the way, they're new. They're back from – they were in Texas, so they're out here now, and all those are new kids today. They're going out to see. All right, so, hey, real quickly, Mike McDaniels talking. What's the word? What's the latest from Mike?
Starters are going to play, not all starters. It's going to be limited action, and more than likely, Tua's already said he wants to play. Tua's annually played in the second exhibition game. I don't know how much he's going to work, maybe a series or two.
Give me two series, man.
Yeah.
Give me through most of that first quarter.
Okay.
I mean, not the whole thing, but a few minutes left. And
absolutely.
Then,
Raheem, I don't want to see Raheem play.
No, Raheem's not. I give you guys a guy no shot. Teron, is he going to play?
No, Teron hasn't played in the exhibition game in like 8 years.
Okay.
Like
Raheem. Raheem's not.
Nah,
Raheem,
I think if you're in the 30-year, I think if you're in the 30-year-old club, you're not playing. The 30-year-olds.
There's some Marcus May.
Huh? Okay, Marcus May's playing. Yes, you're right. Okay.
31, 32 years old.
Yeah.
Been a good player, by the way, for a long time.
Yeah. He said, I spoke to him this week. He says he's learning the defense. It takes a minute. He's playing a little bit better now, especially since he's getting opportunity. So he's making more plays.
So I believe they had a lot of guys penciled in, even if they haven't had great camps on what they can do. There are some guys that no matter what are going to be on the team.
Yeah, but there's always a surprise, Joe. There's always some surprises when it comes to cut time.
Cam Smith, definitely on the team.
Absolutely.
Definitely on the 53.
Absolutely. No. Too high of a draft pick to give up after one season, and he's a talented kid.
And by the way, this has been like this for we looked up the Shula stuff. You know, we were talking about guys.
Yeah.
And some of those guys stayed around a long time through their first contracts.
To me, the guys on the hot spot, Chris Brooks, Savon Ahmed, Tanner Connor, Jody Fortson, Eric Uzukama, Lester Cotton. We got
Channing
Tindall.
I hope Lester Cotton's not on after what Coach said about the camp he's had.
Nah, man. That's fugazi. I don't believe none of that. Lester Cotton hasn't done a single thing out here. And he went last week, he went from third team to now first team. How did that happen, Joe?
Well, a lot of guys. One guy's stock went way up off of his performance on that offensive line last week. One guy put together Jack Driscoll.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's my thing. Jack Driscoll should be running first team right now. But I know why he's not, because they don't want to make Liam uncomfortable. Because, you know, you're in here, you're doing the team a solid, putting you at center. And then I'm going to give the guy who's pushing for your job a chance to audition.
Yeah, but they got it. When it's said and done, the season starts, you got to play the best five, right?
You do have to play the best five guys, but come on. You look at Liam's situation. Liam wants to be that starting right guard. He's got to play center right now. And if you open the door for Jack Driscoll, I don't know if you're going to be able to close it. That's my thought, which is why I see Lester Cotton first team. Lester Cotton, okay, maybe he's earned it, but come on. Is Lester Cotton going downfield and blocking on the second level?
No.
Okay, isn't that what you need from your offensive guard?
I'm not. The other guy that you brought up that has been the greatest tease on this team, and it's been a couple years, and he happens to play tight end. Tanner Connor thing.
He showed you in that game?
Yeah, he showed me, and then he goes down on a normal tackle. He gets hurt. The first friggin' tackle. He's having a great game.
Out here rehabbing right now.
This is like his first year. He goes up to Tampa Bay and kills it, comes back for the preseason game, gets hurt.
Yep.
How do you evaluate that?
I have no idea.
He's clearly not one of the top three guys.
But he's a guy that I don't want to let go. I don't want to stop investing in. Now,
you want to take a chance and put him on the PS?
Yeah, I stop worrying about that, Joe. I stop worrying about it. If you want to steal my practice squad players, go ahead.
That's going to be your kind of that thing with women. You don't want to say go.
Well, yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, if you want,
you got this new attitude with that stuff. Practice squad women. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, Joe.
Hey, I had to loosen it up here.
I got to learn to love myself, Joe. That's what I'm focused on. You want to go? You could go.
You know, my wife told me the other night. We joke about this. You know, after all these years, she'll say, "If we split up." You can't be by yourself. You jump right back into a relationship. I mean, I thought of you. I was like,
oh.
I see, you know, I may be the one thing Omar and I have in common.
I'm a lover man, Joe, but I need to learn to love myself.
Wow. Listen, I appreciate you being here with us, man. We've had some fun over the last couple of days. And Trev, thank you for your work. I'll see you again tomorrow morning in the studio. That's going to do it for camp, man. Just like that. starting the Commanders and Dolphins. We'll have practice starting up here in just a few minutes. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning.
Lowe's knows our great paint savings mean you can get the colors you want at prices you'll love. Right now, get 20% off 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.